You're very welcome to our Sunday supplement with Billy and Sue. So pull up a bar stool, and we're in the cocktail bar this afternoon. Well, whenever you choose to be listening to this. And on air, we were talking about my night away in Cowes, because I went to Cowes last night, and the idea was to have some nice food and then a few cocktails. So we had a lovely meal and then went to the Compass Bar, as I said, for a few cocktails. And I was drinking a lovely cocktail, which I've not had before. I've had margaritas, but I was drinking blueberry margaritas. And I also sampled a tequila sunrise.
Oh, wow, that sounds incredible.
I thought I'd stay on the tequila, try and be sensible, not mix my drinks too much. But yeah, Billy, what's your fave? What's your cocktail of choice?
Well, all these discussions about you having cocktails and staying overnight and enjoying, letting your hair down. First of all, good on you, Sue, for doing that. I think we should all take a leaf out of your book, or I don't know, maybe a bit of mint out of your book if we're talking about cocktails.
Yeah, or a maraschino cherry. I had one of them in my tequila sunrise.
Fantastic.
Bottom me five a day.
I've got to say, my favourite cocktail probably has to be a pina colada.
Oh, now I was with my fella and he had a pina colada. He had a pina colada and two white Russians.
Oh, what's a white Russian? What cocktail is that?
I think it's got vodka in and cream.
Oh, I see.
It wouldn't be my cup of tea. It's a bit sweet for me. But yeah, he likes them. We'll ask him in detail at some point.
Absolutely. Well, you'll have to stay tuned into our Sunday show.
Look up the recipe on your chosen web browser.
That sounds. I might have to give that a go. Yeah, I know that vodka is very popular, isn't it, in a cocktail? I think I'm right to say that.
It is very popular in a cocktail. But do you know, I was thinking, because you know we have our recipe slot each week on the show between 1 and 4 on Vectis Radio, of course. Why don't I do a couple of cocktail recipes next time?
Do you know what? In these summer months, you've got to do it.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah. And do you know, if you are listening to this podcast, only you're going to know that that's what we're going to do next week, because we're not going to say it on air. We finished the show. So the only time...
I know you got a sneak preview there.
Exactly. An exclusive.
An exclusive indeed. So if you want to know how to make a lovely cocktail, tune in next week and I will tell you, but I'm going to keep what cocktail it is a little bit of a surprise. But I tell you what, I will make sure that I present it both in cocktail and also mocktail form. So if any of you do not drink, then you can still enjoy a delicious refreshment, a delicious refreshing beverage in this, what we hope will continue to be lovely sunny weather.
Oh, we hope it continues, don't we, Sue?
We certainly do.
In terms of fruit in a cocktail, I think that's the most underrated part personally. So would you class Pimm's as a cocktail?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so I would probably say that's my all-time favourite.
Oh, with all the
fruit.
And
I like it, yes, because of all of the fruit. Equally, I always like it when they deliver a cocktail to you with one of those nice little mini umbrellas. And the thing that I always seem to remember was having a cherry with your cocktail and a bit of pineapple.
I had a cherry in my pina colada, in my tequila sunrise, and my fella had some pineapple in his pina colada. So there you go. We were doing well on our fruit.
Yeah, possibly one or five
a very
a day.
Fruity evening.
Oh, brilliant. So I'll tell you what, all this talk about cocktails.
It's making you thirsty.
Well, it is making me thirsty. And I suppose I just wanted to quickly squeeze in the fact that, you know, we had white whiskey in a couple of weeks ago on the show.
Yes.
Crave in Ventnor, you know, my absolute favourite place to go for an ice cream.
Yes.
They've got today, I just looked at their Facebook page, a white whiskey, rum and marmalade flavoured ice cream.
Wow.
I know.
White whiskey, rum and marmalade.
I know. Ooh. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Sounds like a cocktail in marmalade, but in ice cream form. It does sound amazing.
It does say here, though, over 18s only. So it's actually the real deal. It's not just like a small amount. It's a real...
Do you mean you get a bit tipsy while you're eating your ice cream?
I wonder how much you'd have to consume.
I wouldn't mind giving it a go and reporting back. I'd be a roving reporter there. I'd be right down to Crave. craving a bit of that ice cream.
If you're listening, we've got a chief taste tester at the ready.
At the ready.